This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Two music items to pick things up with today. First of all, after 75 years of jazz and classical winners, this year the Pulitzer Prize Committee decided, the heck with it, let's pick Kendrick. Huh? Rapper Kendrick Lamar won for his album Damn. The Pulitzer Board said the album captures, quote, the complexity of modern African-American life, end of quote. Item two and related, did you hear about Beyoncé at Coachella on Saturday? A two-hour set at the highest-grossing musical festival in the country, but really so much more. Danielle Young is a writer and producer at TheRoot.com. We got her on the phone. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
She didn't have to do this, right? I mean, it's not like she needs the gig. Why? Give me your best sense. Why did she do Coachella this year?
Listen, Beyoncé never needs a gig, but she's an artist, so Beyoncé could not work for the rest of her life and still maintain her lifestyle and be fine. But I think that, like any artist, you know, you need that outlet. Beyoncé opened up a whole can of blackness to the world, and I love that she was able to do that. So I think with this performance, what Beyoncé was trying to do was using her artistry to be a voice for the voiceless, and for right now, that voiceless population is Black America.
That's a great line, a whole can of blackness. I imagine you were, as you were sitting there watching the live stream, first of all, they have a live stream of Coachella, right? So you didn't actually have to haul out into the desert.
I did not have to go to the desert, thank goodness.
Well, you know, I mean, Coachella's a nice place, gets a little warm. But look, as you were watching this live stream.
Coachella's great.
Yeah, as you were watching this live stream, what was, I imagine you were texting with your friends and IMing and all that stuff. What was the conversation you were having with your friends like?
So, I mean, first of all, it was a preparation. Beyoncé put out a statement on her social media, basically letting us know what time she would be on in every time zone that there has ever been. And so being here on the East Coast, I knew that my time was 2:05 a.m. Immediately, I was a little bit sad because because I'm in my 30s, and that is the time where I'm either rolling over or trying to figure out why I'm not asleep yet. So it was one of those moments that I hit up my friends and I was like, okay, we have to plan. Because yeah. It's not enough to just be like, okay, 2:05. No, I needed to be up by 1:45 I can shake myself awake. Yep. I can fix myself a cocktail and sit myself in front of the TV to make sure that I am ready to experience every drip drop. Like, I didn't want to miss anything.
So what do you think? Yeah, no, I hear you. What do you think happens next year, though, right? What's the follow-on? I mean, Beyoncé is going to be there next weekend, but Coachella a year from now, then what?
Man, I don't know. It's like she constantly raises the bar. That, like, gone are the days where artists put out these albums and people are lined up at the record store waiting, you know, to get their hands on a copy. So Beyoncé brings back the nostalgia of waiting for music to be released, waiting to consume albums together. So I think she does that with everything that she releases. And this is going to be another episode of what can't Beyoncé do? Yeah. Because this kind of performance is not typically seen at Coachella, where it's like a full-on spectacle. And hopefully, you know, the artists that sign on for next year realize that there's a big pair of beautiful silvery boots that need to be filled. And Beyoncé has left those there for the next artist to really, you know, dig deep within their talents and show that being a performer at Coachella is more than just letting your hair blow in the breeze. It's like a full-on show.
Danielle Young, she's a writer and producer at TheRoot.com, talking about Beyoncé last night at Coachella. Danielle, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you so much. I really enjoyed talking about my queen.
There you go. Awesome. Thanks a bunch. We'll talk to you soon.